Hello, and thanks for joining Wicker Park Lutheran Church Sermons. Wicker Park Lutheran Church is a diverse ELCA Lutheran congregation in the Wicker Park neighborhood of Chicago. We gather at 10 a.m. to fully live into our incarnational faith as we experience God's presence in the gathered assembly, and we welcome you to join us. In just a moment, you'll first hear with a gospel reading from the associated sermon for the service that you're about to listen to. We hope that that gospel gives you some context before you jump right into the sermon. Thanks for checking us out, and we hope to see you soon.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow or reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. One day, there is going to be a wonderful St. Francis sermon about the time my dog broke my hand because he saw a squirrel. But that day is not today, because we're still living it, and sometimes it takes a while for you to process these things and turn them into a story that is suitable for a sermon. So instead, I want to share with you all one of my favorite children's books, and I do so because I believe that children's books speak a truth to all of us, no matter how old we are, and no matter where we find ourselves in life. So this book that I'll read to you now, and I'll have it after worship if you want to look at the pictures, it's called The Old Woman Who Named Things, and it's by Cynthia Ryland. Once, there was an old woman who named things. She named the old car she drove Betsy. She named the chair she sat in Fred. She named the old bed she slept on Roxanne. And she named her house Franklin. Every morning she would get out of Roxanne, have a cup of cocoa and Fred, lock up Franklin, and drive to the post office and Betsy. She always hoped for a letter for someone, but all she ever got was bills. And the reason the old woman never got any letters was because she had outlived every single one of her friends. And this worried her. She didn't like the idea of being a lonely old woman without any friends, without anyone who she could call by name. So she began to name things. She named only those things that she knew she could never outlive. Her car, Betsy, had more get up and go than anything around. Her chair, Fred, never sagged a day in his life. No creak or moan had she ever heard out of her old bed, Roxanne. And her house, Franklin, had been standing straight for over 100 years and still didn't look a day past 20. The old woman never worried about outliving any of them, and her days were happy. One day, when the old woman was soaping some mud off Betsy, telling her that Franklin wouldn't want to be seen with a car that didn't keep its bumpers a little cleaner, a shy brown puppy came to the old woman's gate. The old woman had not named the gate because two of its hinges were a little rusty, and she could tell it was not long for this world. The shy brown puppy wagged its tail, and it looked a little hungry. The old woman stood beside Betsy and watched the puppy for a while. She said. Then she walked into Franklin, got a chunk of ham from her refrigerator, and came back outside. The old woman gave the ham to the hungry puppy and told it to go home. She told it that Betsy always made puppies sick, and Fred never allowed puppies to sit on him, and Roxanne wasn't wide enough for a puppy and an old woman to fit on. And besides all of this, Franklin couldn't tolerate dog hair. So the puppy went away. But the next day, the puppy was back, and the old woman was sitting in Fred reading a book on everlasting flowers, and she saw the puppy through her window. "Go home," she called to the puppy. But the puppy wagged its tail when it saw her. "Go home," she called again. But the puppy just kept wagging. And the old woman noticed that it still looked a little hungry, so she went to her refrigerator. She gave the puppy a hunk of cheese and two biscuits. Then she told it to go home, and the puppy went away. That night, the old woman plumped her pillows on Roxanne, and she thought about the puppy. It was a very nice puppy, she thought. It was a very pretty puppy, she thought. But it couldn't stay, because if it stayed, she would have to give it a name, and it could never last as long as Franklin or Fred or Betsy or Roxanne. She might outlive it, and she didn't want to risk that. She didn't want to outlive any more friends. So she would just keep telling it to go home. But every day, the shy brown puppy came to the old woman's gate, and every day she fed it and told it to go home. Always it went away, and always it came back the next day. This went on for many months. The puppy got bigger and bigger until it wasn't a puppy anymore. It was a dog. And it was still a dog with no name. And all this time, the old woman had gotten a new dresser that she had named Bill, a new wheelbarrow that she had named Francine, and a new concrete pig for her garden that she had named Bud. But the dog she faithfully fed at her gate every day still had no name. And since it had no name, the old woman didn't have to worry about outliving it. And she thought herself pretty clever for this. Then, one day, the shy brown dog didn't come to the old woman's house. She sat in Fred and watched the gate all day, but the dog never came, and the old woman felt sad. The next day, again, the dog did not come, and so the old woman drove Betsy around town looking for the dog, but she didn't find it. So the old woman felt even sadder. The following day, when the dog still didn't come, the old woman knew she had to do something. So she picked up her telephone and called the dog catcher. "Have you caught any shy brown dogs?" the old woman asked the dog catcher. "We've got a whole kennel full of brown dogs, ma'am," said the dog catcher. "Was yours wearing a collar with his name on it?" "No," the old woman said sadly, as she hung up the phone. The old woman sat, and she thought about the shy brown dog with no collar, with a name. Wherever it was, no one would know that it was supposed to come to the old woman's gate every day, that she was supposed to feed it and tell it to go home every day, that things were always supposed to be this way. The shy brown dog had no collar and no name, and no one would ever be able to know these things about it. So the old woman made a decision. She locked up Franklin and drove Betsy down to the dog catcher's kennel. She said to the dog catcher, "I've come to find my dog." And he asked her what color it was. "It's brown," she said. And he asked her how old it was. "About a year old," she said. And then he asked her what its name was. And the old woman thought for a moment. She thought of all the old dear friends whom she had outlived, She saw their smiling faces and remembered their lovely names, and she thought how lucky she had been to know these friends. She thought what a lucky old woman she was. "My dog's name is Lucky," she told the dog catcher. And he led her to a big, full yard of white dogs and black dogs and brown dogs. And the old woman looked and looked. And finally, she saw her own shy brown dog sitting beside a gate. The dog was looking at Betsy, parked in the driveway. And the old woman called out, "Here, Lucky." And at the sound of her voice, the shy brown dog came running. And from that day on, Lucky lived with the old woman, and he always came when his name was called. It turns out that Betsy didn't make all dogs sick, and Fred was happy to allow a dog to sit on him, and Franklin didn't really mind a little dog hair. And every night, Roxanne was sure to make herself plenty wide enough for a shy, brown, lucky dog and the old woman who named him. Friends, there is power in being called by name. Names carry a deep sense of knowing, of belonging. Names connect us. And in today's first reading from Genesis, when we hear about the creation of the world, we hear God giving humanity the gift of naming the animals. "So out of the ground the Lord God formed every animal on the field and every bird of the air and brought them to the man to see what he would call them." God brought the animals to humanity and eagerly watched and waited and listened to learn what these would be called. For humanity to name the animals meant that humanity would need to be in relationship with creatures. God entrusts humanity with this task to care for and tend to God's creation and to give humanity the gift of knowing God's good creation deeply, to know it by name. And as the old woman taught us, that's a vulnerable thing, knowing and calling another creature by name. It means that we see our own limitations as finite creatures, and we see the finitude of those around us. And when we keep things at an arm's distance, be it other people or creation, we protect ourselves, keeping ourselves safe from hurt and pain that being in relationship can bring. But here's the invitation on this St. Francis Day. God abides with the birds and the fish, with the dogs and the cats, with the frogs that we prayed for in the prayer of the day, with the goats and the slugs. God abides. God knows the goodness of the creatures that they created. And God invites us to know this too. Because the birds and the fish, the dogs and the cats, the goats and the slugs, they're not the only creatures to be known and named and claimed. Because you and I are also known, called and claimed, beloved child of God in the waters of baptism. You are deeply known, deeply cherished, and deeply valued. You belong to God, and each of us belongs to one another. So soon, you'll be invited up to bring your pets that are with you today or a token of their presence that you brought with you, maybe a stuffed animal. Share their names with us. Tell us what you love about them, what you know about them. Because God loves and cares for the creatures that are gathered in this place today and that are gathered around the world. And how lucky we are to be entrusted with knowing God's good creation and calling it by name.